That's really how it goes. It's always been that. You know, oh, well, if you just act right, you do this, and the third said, dude, that's the biggest con game never told you. If you act right, if you talk right. Matter of fact, if you act right and talk right, they're more threatened by that. You know, you have some sort of success about you. Like I said, I got it in my head. When I go back to Buckhead in Atlanta, I'm going to make sure I'm stunting on these white folks. And I never talk like that, but I'm, you know, don't you stab me. I'm stunting on these white folks when I go back. Man, I can't stand white folks looking at me like that. So I'm going to give them something to look at, Nyla. I'm stunning on them white folks, straight up. I'm not that black man that's going to be ducking my head and like, oh, well, I don't know. You know, forget that. Let me put this up. Okay, so I want to get to the point because I said we don't want to stay on here forever, but I want to take some calls from people. But let's talk about the rules because you had to have some rules now. Okay. Got to have some rules. So you probably can't see right there. But let me put this up. Okay. So 45 seconds we're giving you, and I am timing it. 45 seconds, you can ask your question, or you can lead up to your question, but 45 seconds, we're going to have to move on. We will answer your question, possibly. You're not guaranteed an answer all the time. We're letting you know. If you call in and say, what's the topic, I'm just going to end the call. If you actually got the number, you actually looking at the thing on YouTube in order to see the number, okay? So call in and ask us the topic. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to end the call. If you're trolling, trolling would be using racial slurs and you answer the phone. Trolling would be talking about a host or a guest, getting involved in a host or a guest's personal life. It has nothing to do with you. They didn't invite you into their personal life, but that may be. Your call will be ended. And also, once again, editorials. We're not going to be hearing editorials. This is for people to call, say a little piece, and give answers to that. Nyla, I don't think those rules are too bad, are they?
No, those are very, very loose.
Because
I would add, don't ask me nothing stupid.
So, well, you know, I mean, it's like this, Nyla. I think if you can keep it to 45 seconds, you can't ask me too many things that's like out of line. So, well, you're right. Some people can ask them some silly things. And hold on, let me see. Where would you put this? I want to make sure I find it first. I thought I queued it up. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the number right there. You see it, 657-383-1573. You're welcome to call that number. I think it'd be better here, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Better. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to move it a little bit more away from the edge because you kind of got it cut off.
Hold on. Well, it looks good. It looks good right there from what I'm looking at on the screen.
Oh, now I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When I'm looking on my Hangout screen.
Yeah. No, I'm looking on YouTube. Yeah. So you're welcome to call that number. You know, and you can get in. Everyone's welcome to call. I'll check the number here back in a minute. But when it comes to, you know, hopefully we got everything right. Turn this up a little bit as well. So we'll be able to hear people. Back to some of the people in the comment section. It said everything black people do is attributed to Black Lives Matter. But that was a liberal organization. And all the original people who created Black Lives Matter, most of them have gotten killed, literally, in St. Louis. And nobody's talking about those assassinations of the people that actually started Black Lives Matter. And you think about it. When Trump got into office, you notice that they disappeared. You didn't hear from them anymore. I thought, like, where's D-Ray?
Where is
D-Ray?
He's on social media correcting black men that are not, because he got mad at Nipsey Hussle because Nipsey Hussle applauded a group of straight black men for being, fathers and good men and nonviolent and strong and educated, and he said, he specifically said that, you know, these are not abandoners, these are good men, and not homosexual, but D-Ray went on this whole Twitter tirade against him. But he's cool with some black masculinity right now.
Yeah, and Netta. That was his road dog, Netta. Where she at? I ain't heard a peep from Netta. Well, before when Obama was in office, you wouldn't stop seeing her. She was everywhere talking, speaking for black folks. She was a person. And then Trump got in office, and like Netta's just like, shoot, what did she do? She got a job at Tory or something.
That's funny.
I'm not saying nothing bad about that. She get a job. I don't know. Because Barb before, that was her career. She was traveling all over the country protesting. She was a professional protester.
Yeah, she working at Popeye's
making butter biscuits. That is so funny. Like all these folks just like I said just disappeared. Like I said and you know I think what was it that person that confronted D. Ray. He was at some little event in St. Louis or somewhere, and the event was full of white folks, not black people, talking about black folks' issues. And
that's the kind of stuff that gets on my nerves. I can't stand that plantation bashing style that some black people take. Like, you know that scene where they call all the plantation up to watch people get checks and stuff like that. That's what that reminds me of. I don't like that.
Huh, D-Ray. Like I said, I didn't understand him. I said, okay, where did this guy come from? And why the hell is he wearing this blue vest everywhere, even in the summertime? Like, dude, come on. Take the vest off. I mean, were you trying to get an endorsement deal or something? And like, they were just doing too much. They were doing way too much. And of course, you know, that's what they did. They used, you know, Black Lives Matter, and now we all Black Lives Matter.
And all people are black now, too, you know, because now, you know, people, all they have to do is identify as black.
What do you mean by that?
All you have to do is say you're black. You can be white. You know how, like, you can identify as a man if you're a woman, and if you're a woman, you can identify as a man. Now you can have a black identity.
Oh, you mean the transracial thing they're doing?
Yeah, like that's the real thing.
Well, that goes back to the left. I mean, like they just avoid science, biology, and everything else. You just whatever you say, that's what you are. I mean, this is I don't know. Then I'm pretty sure you saw I think recently it had a video of a brother was checking his white school teacher about putting a dress on the grandson.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
I didn't see the backlash, but I can imagine. So what was so backlash about it? I want to know some of the comments.
The backlash was it was gender bashing for them to react that way. There's nothing. A dress has nothing to do with gender. There's no such thing as male and female clothes. It's just clothes. And that, you know, that was basically a display of toxic masculinity. I don't know if you know this, but like a lot of the clothing stores, Target in particular, no longer have a girls or boys section for clothes. It's just children's section because they're trying to get people indoctrinated into understanding this crazy understanding that gender is a social construct and that there is nothing, you know, specific to gender. Dresses is not specific to gender and, you know, clothing and stuff like that. There is no male and female attire. So that group was kind of chastising them for that.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, you know, I come from a time period where boys are boys, girls are girls, men are men, women are women. I'm not changing that for none of them. I don't care. That's why I have on my Twitter. I'm a traditionalist. Sorry, I'm just am. I'm not going to tell my children. What did that person say? I want to see what they say now. Hold on. Okay. The usual. Got you. Yeah. You say what did they say? They turn right guard to left guard.
Right guard, left guard. That's funny.
Yeah.
You the guy who down in Texas, who his wife had CPS, they brought charges on him for child abuse because he won't allow his 6-year-old boy to identify as a girl.
I heard about that. I'm curious on what county that is, because Texas is a deep red state. So, I mean, were they in, like, the count, like Austin area or something like that? Where were they?
I'm not sure. I can look that up. But I'm not sure. I just know that it seems like it's just a ploy by the mother to get back at the father.
Mm-hmm.
They want to divorce. It's like she's doing this to the child. Or making a child think that he's a girl when he's with her, just to get back at the father. And she's trying to get the father to agree to pay for this boy to basically go through a transition therapy, including taking hormones and stuff. As early as 8 years old, they want to start him on hormone therapy so that he can transition into a girl. And when I covered these stories, a lot of people were like, you know, Lila, these are white people, so this doesn't matter. And I think black folks are ignorant when we take that stance, because what we don't understand is what a white man has to do to not have happen to his child, they will force to happen to yours.
Yeah.
So we don't realize what this means.
Yeah, and that's why you have him. Okay, you take that man right there. It wouldn't be much for that man to go join the Proud Boys. You get what I'm saying? Especially when they come to him like, hey, yeah, we sick of this, and look what they're doing to your child, and this, because, you know, like, a lot of these, like, say, white men have this deep, deep vitriol now for white women. I see it. I mean, like they, when I walked up to that, with that situation at Politicon with that dude, Hunter, was going at that girl, Lisa, he like, he wanted to punch in the face. I say, wow. I mean.
Was that the one with the white lady? And the white guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was
true. Yeah, he wanted to punch her in the face. I mean, like, they get so angry at white women. Like, it's like, man, dude, you know, I know they talk about brothers or whatever online. What's that online crap? Because, man, brothers ain't like that mess all day every day talking about the women. I mean, you know that when you get off of social media. But, you know, I mean, I never see that crap. You know, like, man, like, y'all that serious? Yeah, y'all have that much hate.
Remember, they had to pass laws to make it illegal for white men to beat their wives. Like, white men, that was a common part of the culture. They literally had to put laws on the books to say that a white, that men could not physically
visit from their wives. Well, you know, they used to have laws also where white men, you know, could rape black women and they wouldn't get prosecuted. They would have, what did they say? Because they kind of said they were whores anyway. So they would only be prosecuted if they raped a white woman.
Incredible.
Yeah, some laws that they had in Virginia. Do what?
I was just saying that now we have black people saying stuff like white, black women can't be raped. You know.
Who said black women can't be raped?
YouTuber said that. I think one who's actually talking about black girls, black teenagers, that they can't be raped.
Oh boy. You know, it's just, you know, and you talking about that situation, I like I said, that get me going down that road, because I don't know that yet. Every time I hear it, I think about that Kanika Jenkins thing that individual did, and that just sticking me to the core, so.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah.
That was very cold.
And YouTube said they didn't allow that. That's another thing, but, you know, and Logan, was it Logan Paul, you know, he was in that Japanese forest, you know. I mean, it went viral, and I think it was up like, what, for eight hours, Logan Paul.
I'm familiar. What happened?
Yeah, Logan Paul, that would cause the next wave of, like, them getting strict. Because Logan Paul went to some Japanese forest where people go commit suicide at. And Logan Paul, he's like, you know, got all these millions of subscribers. And he went there filming, and he was laughing about a dude that basically hung himself. And it was on YouTube, I think about 8 hours before they took it down. But people kept, like, reporting it or whatever. And then it made it to the news. And then, you know, that's when they start going through, you know, okay, you're getting your ads hit again because of now it's Logan Paul. Yeah, Logan Paul showed a dead body, right.
He showed a dead body?
Yeah, well, like I said, Logan Paul wasn't the only one. But I'm just saying he's the only one that got, like, told something, the only one that got, you know, put on Front Street. All over the news, Yeah, Logan Paul did that. What about, I guess about it, was it this year or last year? I think, was it last year?
When is the humanity in people? What happened?
Well, what the thing is when you're getting clicks and like cheering that on, that's what brings that out.
And see, what's disturbing about that is, what's the next level? Because you have to keep the crowd engaged, and if showing a dead body gets the crowd going, you can't go back to sing a song for the entertainment. You have to upgrade the entertainment. So after showing a dead body, what do you do next? Do you actually kill the person? Do you commit, some sort of, like, what do you do? Where is there to go after you show a dead body? Because that cannot be the pinnacle of your entertainment. You're going to have to keep reaching for the next, the next big thing.
Yeah, some people saying that was this year. They say it was January of this year. Okay. Well, January, if you type in that situation, it was all over YouTube, It was all over YouTube, and YouTube talking about they don't allow that. And within their rules, they don't. But they only enforce the rules kind of like as people let them know about it type of deal.
Yeah, and I think that's what
you can make it real. People mirrored that. So it's kind of easy to go find that if you're looking for it. But what I'm saying is that, some people on the internet just like, I don't know, I try not to even go down that route because it makes my head spin. It really do.
It's depressing. It really is.
Cause
it's just disturbing to see that there is no man left in people at all. At all, we just don't care. We act like people aren't real. And I think with the advent of reality television, that when people, especially if you're on YouTube or on social media, and you're talking in real time, you're talking live to people, they don't realize that this is not a scripted show, and that, because we see the stuff happen to people on the reality shows, and we see them get shamed, and we see them fighting, and we see all of the discussing things that they have to go through, and then the next week it's on to something different, and not realizing that it's just 7 episodes and that they're filming and it's not their whole life, it's like it's in, a condensation of certain events. I think that that's how people are starting to view reality, as it's kind of like a sitcom, like it's not really real, like that's not a real person, like this is just TV, this is just a show, this is entertainment. It's not real life. People are really thinking to new lows now.
Yeah, and I don't want to be around those kind of people, to be honest with you, Nyla. I just really don't. I got too much positivity, happening on this end. And I think if we focus more on positivity and look for the good. In the world, like you said, let them people, like, unfortunately, nothing you could do. This country has gotten, I would say in the past 20 years, has gotten more and more evil, sick. Any other word you want to use. I couldn't believe some things they allow, even though they're showing on TV. Like, some things shown on TV back when we was children, that was stuff that would be in rated R movies.
Right.
And not.
They don't even have ratings anymore, do they?
Yeah, it's their rating system. Mm-hmm.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw, like, a movie advertisement saying, like, rated G or PG or PG-13 and all that kind of stuff. I haven't seen that in a while.
No, you go, like, since you go, like, buy tickets, like, I don't know if you, like, in a movie club, like I am, like, AMC or Cinemark or whatever, you'll see the ratings on the movies.
Interesting.
Yeah, it has the ratings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this even that, like we were saying about the ratings, if you think about what people, like, YouTube needs ratings on some of these channels.
I wish they would have a rating system, like maybe like a 18 plus, and then like if the channel's like 18 plus, then those channels are allowed a little bit more leeway in what they show. I think they'll
penalize you for that, though. Don't they? Like, if some of my videos where I know I'm gonna, talking some stuff, I'll go ahead and age restrict them. But those are definitely videos. If you were to be monetized,
or if I was monetized, I couldn't. Yeah, it is. It is demonetized for the most part. Yes, it is. But I'm saying if YouTube had gave the option, like, in other words, like, it didn't penalize you. Like, in other words, you tell the advertisers, look, any channel that says this, and they select their channel to be 18 plus, then, you know that it's going to be more, you know, adult in nature or whatever. And they can opt in or opt out, you know, those kind of channels. Because, you know, little children, I mean, to me, they should be watching YouTube Kids. You know, they do have that app. But some people let their children have free reign on YouTube. You know, little kids, like my four-year-old, they let them have free reign. She don't have free reign on YouTube. All she can look at is YouTube Kids. That's it.
I wouldn't allow any, like, YouTube Kids or something like that. I can see that. But I didn't allow my kids to have complete reign over their social media accounts. They were on a website called Pad. Back in the day, it was Pad. Now it's turned into a baby site, I believe. But at its inception, it was like a teenage version of MySpace.
Okay.
So like it was for like 13-year-olds or whatever. So I kept their passwords to their MySpace account and their tag account, and I didn't allow, and their email addresses, and I didn't allow them to take their passwords and change them and make themselves private until they were like a junior and senior in high school. But I could do it all over again. And this time, I would not have my kid on social media.
Well, it's worse today because, like you say, you know, Snapchat, you know, I remember when Snapchat originally came out, and I didn't like the preference that, like, you could, you know, send a message, and they see it, and it's immediately deleted. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
No, to me, I always saw that as something nefarious.
Oh, yeah.
That why do you want the message immediately deleted? You know, what are you going to send? What are you going to say? You know, and now, that, you know, now it kind of, you know, it don't do like it used to do. But I mean, immediately you watch it and it goes. Now it kind of lasts, like 24 hours or something like that on the pages now. And but Snapchat will let you know even when somebody screenshot something that you did. They'll give you a notification say, hey, this user screenshotted.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, Donald Bernardo, no, Pad is, and it's an inception in the early 2000s. It was not a dating site.
I remember Tag, you know, I was single at the time, and I remember, you know, being on Tag or whatever, and it was kind of like what Donald said it was, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're looking for females or whatever you got going on, and, you know.
I don't know what that makes a difference,
but it's okay. All right. So, you know, even me, I don't take you guys time too long. Like, this is our first little show. Like I said, we're coming up on 90 minutes. You know, I said, I'm not the king of the 8-hour streams. I'm not Nyla. She's the queen. I can't do 8 hours. And Nyla be muting and going to sleep.
You know, that happens very organically. I never intended for that to happen. It just, it literally just happened. And then I didn't intend for it to happen again. And it happened again. And now it's like, that's the expectation. So, you know, people come around and go, you know, I'd be glad enough people come and just talking to them. It'd still be a couple of hundred people there, so I was just taking a nap. And this morning, I didn't wake up, though, until after the live stream ended. And so we actually talked until, like, I think, like, 9 in the morning. Like, me and Cynthia woke up, and we were talking to Keith Butter and Taz, and we just talked to them. For a couple more hours, but yeah, I didn't wake up until
about 10 minutes
after the stream ended.
Boy, YouTube doing you wrong. Man, they doing you wrong. You're supposed to be getting your super chat and everything else going on. You have to get your stream labs or something going on.
I know, right? Like, yeah, I'm thinking about the stream
labs
and we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, because stream labs, a lot of people like that. I think it goes through your PayPal stream labs.
Okay, I gotta get that. I just use
the
Cash App.
Cash App. You know, my lawyer seen the Cash App. She had me laughing. She made a video. She said, "Listen, I want to let you guys know something. Stop committing crimes on Cash App. Stop buying drugs or selling, you know, sex or whatever on Cash App. They keep a record of it. I'm not trying to tell you how to get away with crimes, but you're not safe on Cash App. It seems like, you don't know how many cases I've seen today, people got busted with Cash App.
So wait a minute. How are they selling drugs on Cash App?
People are paying their money on Cash App.
They put in the description box.
No, he's a person tell you, hey, you know, like anything else, hey, well, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars, pay me on Cash App. That way they ain't exchanging cash.
Well, yeah, I heard that, like, some of the guys who sell weed, I was watching this thing, I think it was on YouTube, they were taking the Square app. You know,
with your
the guy was taking credit cards and debit cards. I was like, wow,
this is
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They doing all kinds of things on cash. Like, these females on Instagram, they do that, too. They put their Cash App in there, and they getting people. That's why the IRS is coming after some of these Instagram girls, too, with all that. So they making all this money, these premium Snapchats they have. The IRS are coming for them because they were telling people to turn them in.
when Tommy and Mel was on that show, he was like, he's such a fool that he made Tommy look like he was pro-black all
over. Hey, you know, like he, I think he told Tariq, he said, if you can't beat him, join him. Talking to white folks. Yeah. Jesse Lee, boy, I tell you, he's a trip. But, you know, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's like I said, Sunday evening. Like I said, we don't want to take up too much of your time. I still got other videos I need to make, you know, especially this other nail salon video I just saw that came out about 2 weeks ago. You seen that one out of Chicago? Yeah, this Asian dude, he had took the black woman's wallet and he had hit her or something to that effect.
In Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. And
she didn't know
him? Well, Chicago's cops. He got arrested. Yeah, and the bad part is at the end, after he got arrested, the sister sat in there and they're like, y'all still not gonna do the eyebrows after the chick's husband get arrested? They're like, no, we closed today, and they're like, oh, what, we wanted to get our eyebrows? And I'm like, oh my god,
wow.
Like, what is wrong with black folk? I don't get it. Like, do black women do like? I'm just asking a question. Do black women do nails? Do black women do like eyebrows or pedicures or? You know, facial. I'm just asking that question because, like, I understand that the Chinese and Asians, they put their businesses on every corner in every city. I get it.
And they cut the rates down. Like, there was a time when, and this is our fault because one thing, we were not as conscious and aware of this kind of thing back then, but there was a time where every black beauty salon had a black male tech location.
Mm-hmm.
And black women got, and I mean way back, because I can remember my grandmother, when I was a little girl, you know, inside their salon, they always had a black woman doing nails and doing feet and stuff like that. So what happened was, in the early 90s, the Koreans started to come in, and they do this with all business. They came in. And they literally cut the prices in half. And when they cut the prices in half, of course, there were steps that were missing. And because people have gotten used to it and don't know what a real pedicure, a real manicure, and a real acrylic set is supposed to entail, they don't realize that they're missing about 15 to 20 minutes of the service and, important steps. So they just, you know, they're not very sanitary, and they came in and they cut. They undercut the black woman. And so for a black woman to do that business, she basically takes the loss because you don't want to pay, that people don't want to pay for the actual work and the actual complete service. So you got these black women competing with the Asian, and a lot of times, a lot of people don't know this, the Asian owner of the place is making the money. The woman in the chair, they're not making any money. A lot of times they're making $2 or $3 off of each person or just their tips. So you can't compete with that, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them working off their debt, and they coming in illegal, too.
Yep, and they don't even have license to do the nails. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, we patronize them all day long, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. Like I said, they not whipping black man's butt like that, but, you know, they have no problem putting their hands on a black woman. They will do that in a minute, and it's like it's a constant thing with them. And then I talked to Walter Maya, the other YouTuber that lives in China, the one from Ghana, and he said in China, you can't be hitting people like that. He said, you get arrested quick. You know, so they come over here doing things that they can't get away with in China. Just had a Chinese in Atlanta shot a dude for $5 because he gave him a card and he took off. And so they caught him outside, fight with him. The Chinese dude went in the restaurant, got the gun, shot the dude and ended up shooting his employee by mistake. Idiot. Yeah, but black folks, we patronize the Chinese. That's all we do. Koreans and anybody else, they treat us like crap. I don't understand that. What's wrong with black folks? Oh, what's wrong with us? Mm-mm-mm. But anyway, guys, if I don't want to keep it too long. I know some of you got to get up and go to work in the morning. You know, some of you got to do that. It don't work for yourself. I pray that you can eventually work for yourself. You got to go deal with the white man in the morning. So we'll do more streams here. They'll be coming. Get more people to get over here as we get more videos. You know how it is. People take, when you start a new channel, Nyla, It's like people, it takes them forever to migrate to your channel. I don't know what's so hard about pressing a button and saying, okay, I want to do this, right? You see what I'm talking about. You think all your, like, you think all my subscribers, if I just say, hey, I got this channel, like, all of them will come over here? No.
That means I'm only going to have two people in the chat room when I start my other channel.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Like I said, I'm gonna do a form, like another formal announcement on my page. But I want to see how many actually come over here. But you know, that's, it's always like that. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you.
All right, we off air, Nyla.
All right, cool. That was cool.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I knew it wouldn't have, you know, of course, the traffic that my main channel would have. Like I said, my main channel, I would have about like a hundred, like I couldn't even get the calls in or whatever. But it's